Good morning. Welcome to What's Up Boone County. Appreciate you joining us this mid-December weekend. We're getting close to Christmas. I hope you've got your shopping done and your plans made. I have my plans made. I just don't have any shopping done. So I've got to get out this weekend to do some things for my wife and my children and my grandchildren. And hopefully my wife's covered most of it. But it's one of those last-minute things in my life. But I appreciate you joining us. And our guest this week is my longtime friend, Steve Henke. Steve was on my show 3 or 4 years ago when he kind of initially announced the Waterford development south of the fairgrounds in Lebanon. And we talked about his development practice and started out as a lawyer, and then he's been involved in a lot of residential developments around the north side of Indianapolis, Westfield, Carmel. And he's branched into Zionsville with the Holiday Farms Project and some others we may talk about. And now he's looking at the south side of Lebanon. So I thought it'd be good to circle back with Steve and have him talk a little bit about Waterford, which is what it is. Roughly 2,000, a little over 2,000 acres of currently mostly farmland there along I-65, bordering between the fairgrounds property down to the Perry Worth Elementary School. And what his plans are. So, Steve, thanks for being our guest this week on What's Up Boone County.
Oh, you're welcome, Kent. Always good to see you and good to be with you.
So you started out as a lawyer, and then you decided to get into residential real estate, and it's been a passion for you, hasn't it?
It has, yes. I started out as a lawyer practicing in 1977 or so, and in 1980 we started building some office buildings in Carmel. We ran out of office space. And decided to build our own building. We didn't know what we were doing, but it worked out. It worked out really well.
We figured it out sooner or later.
We built that on Carmel Drive, about a 9,600 square foot building. We then built additional office buildings in that area and began buying land for what is now Bridgewater. And so in the late 90s, I went of counsel to the firm and simply began developing. Real estate developed mainly at that time had done a little 9-lot residential subdivision, and from that went to do Bridgewater.
Bridgewater's been a home run, and then went to Chatham Hills in Westfield, and that's been a very successful project. It's still under construction, but it's largely done, is it not?
Yeah. Bridgewater was very, very successful. What we did there, and we do in our communities, is we create lifestyle communities. You know, we built a clubhouse there that had about 75,000 square feet and had an indoor pool, outdoor pool, fitness center, big fitness center, all those types of amenities. We did the same thing that at Chatham, which is only about 5 or 6 miles from Bridgewater, but that's been extremely successful. In fact, we've added on land at Chatham to increase that size. So the original Chatham is pretty much built out, but with the additional 300 or 400 acres that we've added to it, we're now creating a village and lakes and things like that.
Well, and then Holiday Farms there just north of Zionsville along 421, that has been a grand slam home run, has it not?
Yeah, Holiday Farms has been very, very successful. That's on 600 acres. On 421, wooded ravines, good elevation change, probably about a 70-foot elevation change there, just like Chatham Hills also has that. So that it's been very, very successful.
It's
area.
It's a beautiful piece of property. I used to know the Bradleys personally, and I used to go out there and visit them periodically, and it's a great spot for homes, and it's the home sites have largely been gobbled up. Then you've been working on Promontory up northeast of, you know, up near almost to Sheridan there, up 421. And what's going on there?
Well, Promontory is about a 320-acre development that's about a mile and a half north of 32 on 421. That has the largest lake in Boone County on it.
It's a beautiful lake.
Yeah, it's surrounded by trees and woods. It's about 35 acres of lake actually itself. That we're doing about 78 2-acre plus home sites on it. We'll do an equestrian area also, but we have a clubhouse there that'll have a pickleball court and amenities and sits on the water. Actually, the Indianapolis Homerama is going to be there this September. Homes are already under construction. I think we've already sold more than 35 of our.
Are there people living there yet?
No,
not yet.
Not living there yet, but homes are under construction. I would expect those initial homes to be completed probably around August, I would say, and just right. in time for Homerama.
And Homerama will be what time of the year?
That's usually the last two or three weekends of September.
Okay.
It goes into first weekend of October.
So, and in the meantime, you've acquired over a period of time the land that's now known as Waterford. It's primarily farmland, but owned by several different landowners you were able to convince to sell. And you've even acquired some additional land since. Tell our listeners a bit about what your plans for Waterford are and what attracted you to Waterford.
Well, what attracted us to Waterford and Lebanon area is its geographic location. It's downtown. It's got a wonderful downtown that I think would be a huge amenity for residents living in our development. The geographic location being on 65 and in proximity to the airport as well as downtown was a real plus. And I think that Lebanon's going to be a growing community, and we began acquiring that ground in 2018. And of course, a lot has changed, since then. So we've been going through all of our planning, and as Kent said, there's over 2,000 acres, about 2,200 acres, I think, that we own or are under contract, and we're developing a complete mixed use community. And by mixed use, I mean it would have a combination of residential, of multifamily, of commercial, of village center, a complete 18-hole championship golf course, clubhouse would have a fitness center, indoor pool, outdoor pools, those type of facilities. And you're really designing a community within a community, which is what our other communities are.
Well, the other communities, and I would encourage our listeners to take a drive through Bridgewater or Chatham or Holiday and get an idea of what we're talking about. These are fabulous developments, as Steve calls them, lifestyle communities, where people can almost just be there and not have to leave. Now, they may have a job somewhere, but they can have their entertainment, they can do their recreation, they can live there. There might even be, in this facility, you're talking about a lifestyle village community where you might even have some shops, maybe a grocery store and all that too. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. In the village area, there would be retail shops, restaurants, that type of thing. You're creating an entire atmosphere. You know, when you're creating a community of this size, you end up having also commercial retail and so forth in it. We also anticipate that in an area along 65 that we have zoned to have a retail in that area also, and potentially institutional uses too, such as medical facilities and things like that.
Now, will you need another entrance or exit access point off of 65? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, that is a possibility. I think that's long-term plans for Lebanon also, is to have an access, another access there. We've had discussions with the state and the city and so forth, and working on that, and I think those seem positive.
Now, a lot of people would look at that land and see nothing but flat Indiana corn and bean field. Can you turn that flat land into something as attractive as what you've got in some of your other developments?
Yeah, you really can. I worked with Pete Dye extensively over the years. Pete designed Bridgewater, Chatham, Holiday Farms, and so forth. But Pete's favorite thing always was a flat piece of ground. He said, "Give me a flat piece of ground." I remember one time at Chatham, going up on a high hill overlooking this beautiful valley. And I said, "What do you think of that, Pete?" And he says, Where's the water go? He wanted to figure out the drainage, but his whole thing was he'd rather take a blank canvas and like a flat piece of ground and sculpt it, and by that, if you have something that might only have a 10 or 15 foot elevation change over the whole site, he would come in and say, okay, if I dig this lake and I take 8 feet from here and I add 8 feet, now I've got a 16 foot elevation change just in one swath. I can change that. And there's things we can do too with not just mounding, but really almost creating hills, because we like to have a lot of water and lakes in our golf courses. It works for two things. It It's a great aesthetic to the golf course. It also is great for drainage, you know, for the residential development. So by doing that, you end up with a lot of dirt, and that dirt allows you to build up other parts of the property, whether you're creating hills or sledding hills. I think we're contemplating having a sledding hill. You look at the site now and you say, where's the sledding hill going? But those type things in the perception, and when people drive in and look at those things and they see those changes, it no longer remains a flat piece of ground.
Well, the community is excited about it, and I get asked often from people I see in the city hall or in the lunch counters asking about, when's your buddy Hank going to start on that golf course or that community out there? And I say, he tells me he's doing it, and it's just a question of when the timing is right and all the ducks are in a row. What has been the reason why it's taken so long to get started, would you say?
To do a project this size, first of all, does take a lot of time from the standpoint of your regulations, but mainly as far as working out all your utilities and your engineering, because you're not just laying out a 40-acre site or an 80-acre site. You're laying out a whole community where you have interconnectivity among the communities in your community, but the biggest thing is always utilities, and it's probably we've probably been working about 18 months just on sewer as to making sure we have enough capacity, working with engineers, working with the utilities department at Lebanon, working with the mayor and everything, getting all that resolved. And I think we just have finally resolved all that in the last 6 weeks, and that's been very positive, and so that allows us to really move forward. And we're designing the golf course as well as designing all your lots and layouts around it. It takes an extreme amount of engineering, which takes time because you want to really do it well, you want to do it right, and you don't want to move dirt twice if you don't have to. So when we're building these lakes on the golf course, we'll use that dirt to build up pads and home sites overlooking the course.
Well, it'll be a spectacular place to live and to visit. And in our next segment, we're going to talk about kind of what the plans are for the residences, both multifamily and single family out there, because you're going to have a variety, such a big project, you're going to have a variety of price points, I suppose, aren't you?
There definitely will be a variety of price points. If you look at our other developments, there's always multiple price points. There's always four or five different price points to cover all aspects of the market. And quite frequently in our developments, we'll see families end up building three times
in
our same development. They may start out with a very modest home, whatever, and with a family, and they grow, and they grow in their business, and they grow in their financial successes, and they decided, okay, they're going to build a bigger house, maybe on the golf course, whatever. They do that. And then they become empty nesters later and decide, we don't need that. And they then will build another house that's more of an empty nester type home over a 20, 25-year period.
Well, so, the other thing you've experienced with your developments is they're so successful that the value of the properties continues to escalate. I mean, the original price of the homes in Bridgewater or Holiday Farms has significantly increased just in the few years they've been there.
It really has, and I think part of that is again providing all the amenities that we do provide, that people want to live there. It's really family oriented, and with because you can see parents and grandparents out there teaching their kids to play golf, playing golf with them, or at the pool, or in the fitness center, working out. It just as I said, creates a community within the community.
Well, we're going to continue our conversation with Steve Henke about his plans for Waterford in general and other developments in particular after we take a moment to hear from our sponsors. We're back with Steve Henke on What's Up Boone County this, I guess it's the third weekend, maybe the second, I lose track, but we're in the middle of December, a week or so away from the Christmas holiday, talking about his company, Henke Development, and his plans for Waterford just south of Lebanon. Some of these home sites and developments you've built, Bridgewater, Chatham, Holiday Farms, they're pretty expensive for what we've seen in Lebanon. Can you accommodate the current demographic in Lebanon and make something available for the people who might live there now? Or are these all going to be move-ins, do you think?
No, I think it's a combination. In all of our communities, it is a combination. People living in Westfield are building in our community. People living living in the Carmel, we're building in Carmel. Zionsville, the bulk of the people building in Zionsville, Holiday Farms are coming from there. And so we go in and we design our communities to have the ultimate in amenities, but also having different price points that can make it affordable to as many people as we possibly can.
I remember you telling people at one time, people told you not to develop in Westfield, that the market would not support the product you were putting there. And you just said, watch me, I'm going to make the market, actually. I remember a line you gave at one of the meetings. And so your point was, if you provide people with something nice, they will want to come. And there's no reason why people wouldn't come to Lebanon if we give them a reason to come to Lebanon.
You're exactly right, Kent. You're creating a destination. As I said earlier, you're creating a lifestyle. When I began to do Bridgewater, we really don't do many demographic studies. We kind of, you know, go on what we feel is going to work. But we did a small one there, and that was north of 146th Street. Which was Westfield, and south of 146th Street was Carmel. And so everybody said nobody will spend money in Westfield.
Well, you know, they
in fact, the one demographic person said that Westfield would only be able to absorb six $600,000 homes a year. And we did probably 100 in the first 2 years in Westfield. So it was all about, you know, creating the lifestyle for them. And so that's what we know. We know people like that. We know people want that. When we went to Chatham Hills, our goal there was to be somewhere in that $350,000 to $600,000 homes. In fact, I remember telling the mayor of Westfield, you'll be able to have a home on the golf course for $350,000 in Chatham Hills. And probably the least expensive has turned out to be $750,000, you know, and the mayor frequently, when he's speaking, he sees me there. Hey, Steve, do you still have that $350,000 home for me? Well, yeah, you go in with those goals of that's where it's going to be. Those who purchase early, those who buy early in our developments, will all tell you that their homes have appreciated substantially. Their lot prices have appreciated substantially. Those who get in early, you know, certainly get the best.
Well, you know better than I, but I mean, what I think of as a starter home used to be $150,000 to $200,000. I've been told recently that the starter homes even in Lebanon are north of $250,000 to $300,000. The market has changed so much, the cost of material, what people want in a home. So what I know it's early, and I know you don't, there's no way to know, but what sort of price points are you expecting Waterford to start out with?
I think Waterford will probably start out in the upper threes, up to certainly million plus. I think the homes there, you'll be all different types, you know, from empty nester homes on smaller lots, on you know, 60-foot wide lots, you know, that create that village feel. You know, your front porch and swing in your front porch, and you can walk to shops and restaurants. We'll create that lifestyle. We'll create estate type homes that'll be in that you know, $750,000 to $1 million plus. There'll be empty nester homes, even up in that $700,000 range.
And people have had success in Lebanon in recent years. The empty nester crowd have been moving out of their traditional home into a two-bedroom house, pretty nice. They spend a pretty good price on it, but they're comfortable. And you can have those garden homes or apartments or condos or whatever you might call them. People are comfortable. They still want to remain in the community, but they don't want to mow the grass. They don't want to have a big house to have to deal with. And so you can put a lot of those out there too, can't you?
You're absolutely right. And that very thing has happened in our communities that you're talking about. They want to stay in the community. Their friends are all there. But the most common thing I heard when I did Bridgewater which was next door to Carmel at the time, just across 146th Street, was people said they thought they would probably live where they were the rest of their lives in their homes, whatever. But with creating the lifestyle, the trails, the walking trails, all that type of thing, they said, you gave us something we didn't know we wanted or needed. You gave us something we didn't know we wanted or needed. And what it was the socialization among all new friends and being a part of a club and all the walking trails and the fitness areas. It just presented a resort type living in Indiana.
Yeah. Well, I know there's a lot of people worried about change. They're reluctant to change. They're worried about the effect that something like this might have on the traditional downtown or the Lebanon in general. And my view of it is new people are good for the community. They will spend money in the stores. They will put good kids in the schools. They'll attend churches in our community. And I see it as a positive for the city as a whole. But only time tells. But that's been your experience, I think, has it not?
It's totally been our experience. You know, we'll have restaurants and we'll have restaurants in our clubhouse and things like that. But no one wants to eat, every day of the week in the same place. So if you talk to the downtown restaurants in Westfield and other locations like that, you'll see that they are frequented so often by members of Bridgewater, Chatham, and you'll see the same thing with Holiday Farms, with the people, that are residing there. You see, new restaurants popping up at 421.
Sure.
You see the downtown doing well. And as I mentioned earlier, Lebanon, I think, has a fantastic downtown. We'll promote the downtown as part of our development. The other thing that I really like, it's kind of unique there, is our property really is across from the Boone County Fairgrounds. And how cool would that be during the fair? We'll be a golf cart community. And how cool would that be to put your kids on a golf cart and go to the county fair?
Well, the fairgrounds, one of the nicest things about Lebanon. The fair 4-H program in Boone County is one of the best in the state. Let me ask you about the golf course. Is it likely to be a private club or a public course? Do you know yet?
It'll probably be a semi-private opening up. Ultimately, it'd be a private course. We went in with the same thing at Bridgewater and same thing at Chatham.
So for semi-private, you mean people could buy a season pass for a year or two, maybe, to see how it goes, but it might ultimately convert to a private club. But
yeah,
you don't know yet for sure.
You don't know. You just wait to see, as far as what your golf memberships are. At Bridgewater, we had planned to be that way. At Chatham, we had planned to be that way. And our membership sold so fast that it was private from the beginning.
Well, you also donated, I can't remember the number of acres. Was it 40 acres or was it 60?
I believe it was 60
to the schools?
Acres. 60 acres.
They're just near the Perry Worth Elementary School. You graciously donated some land to the school corporation as a site for a future new school, whether it be a middle school or what it might be. But there's so much growth in the Whitestown, Worth Township area, Southern Center Township, that's probably where the next new school is going to go. So that's be part of the Waterford community as well, would it not?
Yes, it would be, and we were happy to do that. I think it becomes a real amenity also for the area and convenience for the Whitestown area as well as our area having whatever school the school corporations decide they might
be. Yeah, that's not been decided, but I know the people in Whitestown are very anxious for there to be a school down closer to their community for the upper grades like there is for the elementary school. Let me ask you something. When you started the idea of Waterford, when you started acquiring that land, did you have any idea that LEAP was coming to Boone County?
No idea. No idea at all. Because you recall, I think we began contracting for the first parcel of ground, which was that large parcel, 1,740 acres, in around 2018. And I just saw Lebanon as the next big growth area. When we originally did Bridgewater, Carmel was popular, Fishers had become popular at a much later time, and then we felt Westfield was the next location to for growth, and it certainly was. We did two projects, and then Zionsville. But I looked at Lebanon, and when that ground became available, I said, Lebanon is the next big growth center.
Well, we've said that for years. When I came back from law school and decided to make my home in Lebanon, I thought that it would be a lot bigger today than it is. I'm not unhappy with what's happened, because I see that we're going to get some things that we might not have gotten had we grown earlier. I'm very positive about the future of Lebanon. Its location is very attractive along I-65. Now, I know there are people that like the small town feel, but I think Lebanon will remain a small town community, especially if it's done right. And I think some of the things that are now in the works are going to be very positive. You know, you were involved in the development of Grand Park in Westfield, and you probably know Andy Card, who's trying to do, has got largely completed this athletic facility there on the south side of Lebanon. Is that going to bring people to our community as well?
Oh, it certainly will. That'll be certainly an asset to the community and to what we're building also. Yeah, we developed and built Grand Park for the city of Westfield when they decided they wanted to do a sports complex for economic tourism. I worked the land deal with Andy Card to build his first facility there, and in fact recommended to Andy that he should look at Lebanon. And so Andy went to Lebanon, and he's doing
much more than just an athletic facility.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about hotels and restaurants and residences. It's going to be on the west side of I-65, somewhat similar to kind of what's planned for your side, although yours will be much bigger and it'll be different. But there's going to be a lot there. And you know, with the Lilly complex, we don't know what LEAP holds. Whether the microchip plant comes to Lebanon or not is yet to be determined. And there's a lot of issues that are going to have to be sorted out. But I think it's pretty clear, whether the microchip company comes or not, there's going to be commercial development like Lilly that's already started, and some other sites west of the interstate that are likely to be announced fairly soon that are gonna bring new opportunities and new people and new residences and new businesses to our community.
Absolutely. In our development, I see us as really beginning accepting memberships, golf course, beginning having lots to be able to look at, that type of thing, by the latter part of this summer, and beginning construction hopefully late fall or early spring at the latest.
So you're thinking that people are going to start to see dirt moved in the fall of 24, or at the latest by the spring of 25.
Yes. I think we're setting that all up now. I think we'll have a website, and all of our information will be on that website, and which will include lots and lot pricing and home pricing and different types of homes and golf memberships.
When will that be available for people to start looking at, do you think?
I would say probably early summer.
Okay.
Maybe even late spring, early summer.
Well, Steve, I've run out of time. My radio station is going to be mad at me for going past the 27 minutes I'm typically allowed. But I appreciate you taking the time to come in and talk about your plans for Waterford. I continue to watch it and marvel at your success and other developments. And I look forward to what you're able to do for our community. And I wish you well as the project continues on.
Thanks, Kent. Great to be with you.
Thank you. Don't know who our guests will be next week on What's Up Boone County. The weekend before Christmas, we'll have another person in to talk about the goings-on in our community. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you next week on What's Up Boone County.